Hundreds of elite U.S. forces are heading to Europe. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Infantry troops from the 82nd Airborne Division are being deployed to southeastern Poland as concerns mount that Russia could launch an attack against Ukraine this month.
President Putin has a number of options, including a smaller invasion or even a cyber attack or no invasion at all. The Russian response to this, predictable, really one of outrage. They said this is just fear-mongering and madness. Russian officials said it's like saying the U.S. is going to attack London and kill 300,000 people.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. This week, President Biden will meet with Germany's chancellor at the White House as diplomacy efforts ramp up.
Putin wants to reconstitute the Soviet empire, and that includes the Warsaw Pact nations as well as the former Soviet socialist republics. And he was going to continue to press that. What we need to do is we need to be united. NATO needs to be united.
House Democrat Adam Smith of Washington State. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have criticized Germany for not doing enough to thwart Russian aggression. Hundreds of protesters came out in Minneapolis yesterday demanding justice for Amir Locke, who was shot and killed by police last week. Officers executing a search warrant stormed an apartment where Locke was sleeping. Police body cam footage showed the 22-year-old holding a gun.
The Minneapolis Police Department says it's launching an internal investigation. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has announced a ban on most no-knock warrants now. The shooting comes almost 2 years after George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police during an arrest.
Fox's Sue Guzman. Locke was reportedly not named in the arrest warrant. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A federal hate crimes trial gets underway this week in Georgia.
A second trial this week for the three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Jury selection is expected to begin on Monday, but failed plea bargains could complicate the process. Just days ago, father and son Greg and Travis McMichael rejected a plea deal. Arbery's family also opposed it. McMichael's will stand trial along with a neighbor, William Roddy Bryan. In Washington, Jessica Stone, Fox News.
Baltimore's top prosecutor is playing defense. Marilyn Mosby has pleaded not guilty to perjury charges. She was indicted last month for allegedly making false statements on a loan application to purchase vacation homes. Mosby allegedly cited financial hardship due to COVID-19, even though her yearly salary of nearly $250,000 has remained unchanged. Mosby, a Democrat, claims the charges are politically motivated. The former director of a California clinic has pleaded guilty to a massive health care fraud scheme.
Linda Morrow billed insurance companies between $25 and $65 million from 2007 to 2011 for surgeries she claimed were necessary but were really just cosmetic. Patients were promised free liposuction, nose jobs, breast implants, and other improvements if they helped fudge and sign paperwork containing false statements. So a tummy tuck became a hernia repair, and now Morrow is facing 20 years in prison. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
A pair of rogue cruise ships that have racked up millions of dollars in unpaid bills have been seized by authorities in the Bahamas. The Crystal Symphony and Crystal Serenity reportedly owe about $5 million for unpaid fuel. No passengers were on board when the ships were seized on Friday. Crew members were escorted off and released. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.